You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
All right. Hey, welcome to episode 4 of the Bubble Boy Edition. Series? Was that what we called it last time?
Yeah.
Something about that.
The bubble.
Similar.
Bubble shit going on, man.
The Bubble Boys collection of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynoldson. How you doing, man?
Here, man. Anthology? Is that a good...
That's pretty good.
Bubble Boys anthology?
That's okay, yeah. We could release all of them at once at the end as like a greatest hits of the Bubble Boy.
Extended Lord of the Rings edition?
It's coming out on Comedy Records. Press it on vinyl. Get your copy.
There you go.
At the championship parade, we'll hand out copies.
Purple vinyl.
Perfect. Broadcasting is always on Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com. Shout out to those guys. They're killing it all playoffs, as always.
Killing it. Happy to be part of the team.
Always.
Get your sixes. Come get your sixes. We got a six from here, six over there, six from the six.
Drake, here's your royalty money. I can't stop listening to Laugh Now, Cry Later.
It's
a banger.
It is a goddamn banger. Drake did it again.
The video, as we mentioned last week, is very funny.
Very good, man. I think that's the best video of his career for sure.
It's like a short film.
Yeah.
He knows
what he's doing, man.
Yeah. And then just can't stop listening to that song.
It's great. Drake's working on his turnaround jumper in his mansion, I see.
I would do the same thing if I had that mansion and all that money and time.
I noticed those guys aren't as big as KD or anything.
Well,
hitting turnaround jumpers over 5'6" guys is not as cool as.
I would also be doing the same thing though.
Yo, yeah, hell yeah! I mean, I wouldn't invite my tall friends
Invite elementary school children over. Just
embarrass me in my house. Get the hell out of here.
Swat them until they started to beat me, and then I'd be like, all right, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Hang on now. Thing one.
Huh. Man, 2020 is just.
The world is a shithole, Barry.
You know what? It's like we're getting 2020 vision on how fucked up everything is.
I like that.
In the year 2020. Just before we began recording this, it is Tuesday afternoon. News came out that the Raptors are considering boycotting the first game against the Celtics in relation to yet another police shooting.
As are the Celtics.
And the Celtics are considering that too. Fred VanVleet and Norman Powell have been very vocal and very eloquent in their statements. And going to be honest, they're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go as far as saying, and I say this with no hyperbole and all sincerity, they should leave the bubble. That's it. They're out.
Yeah.
You know, because as both of them said, and other people are saying as well, the other players, yeah, we're saying all these things and raising awareness, and what's really happening,
So Fred says, we've got to take responsibility as well. Like, what are we willing to give up? Do we actually give a fuck about what's going on, or is it just cool to wear Black Lives Matter on the backdrop or wear a t-shirt? Like, what does that really mean? Is it doing anything?
He's exactly right. That's why I honest to God say leave. That's it.
Yeah.
You're out. Fuck this. Why? What are you saying? What are they doing? Just go.
Nothing's changing.
What?
How many days can you wake up and see an unarmed black man get killed by police? How often is that on our fucking timeline? It's insane.
It's unfucking believable. And nothing is ever going to change until there's really some serious momentum and movement and action taken. And yeah, costing these owners some money is going to get their attention. And these are the people with money, as we all know, are the ones that have power, which is fucked up as it is and really the root of all of these problems. But then that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And how badass would it be if Masai Ujiri and the team were just like, all right, we're out. We're not taking part in this anymore. We'll see you later.
Yeah.
That would mean more to me as a fan than any championship ever would.
Yeah, the Raptors were like, we're done.
They were like, we're leaving.
I'm fucking done, man.
Yeah, see you later. We're going to go work on some other shit. This doesn't matter anymore. That to me would be bigger than any possible championship. As a fan, that's it.
I mean, George Hill also I mean, everyone's fed up, obviously. We're fucking fed up. Like, it's insane, man.
Yeah.
But he said, he's like, I don't even know why we came to this goddamn place for. Is what he, and you know what, man? God damn it, dude. Like, you're right, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you're, it's so many people like, yeah, you're basketball players. Yeah, man, but they're fucking black guys that aren't basketball players 24 hours a day.
They're human beings.
Yeah.
They're human beings. We're all human beings. And of course, within the last week, the body cam footage of the Masai Ujiri incident came out. And that, I don't know about you, like the George Floyd video and that kind of stuff, I don't watch because I can't handle it. I'm like, why would I can't watch this. I don't want to see someone get murdered.
No, yeah. But I feel the same way too. It's, I don't want to see someone fucking die on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's traumatizing.
And I actually watched the Masai Ujiri thing. It, honest to God, made me very emotional. Like, yeah. I was
sick to my stomach.
Yeah, literally. Like, I was very uncomfortable. I was very sad and I was very angry and it's just like, man, like,
and the cop lied.
Okay, that's bad. The worst part is, though, is that his colleagues and the fucking department backed him up. That's the fucking problem, man. Is like, you've got this piece of shit harassing a black man and then lying and suing and all.
Assaulting him. Not assaulting. Even harassing.
Yeah, sorry.
Assaulted the guy.
You're right. Yeah, that's the correct term. And his fucking force backed him up.
Yeah.
That's the fuck. That's, it's just fucking insane. Like, it is absolutely...
Dude, and I hope fucking racist psychopaths, people that are saying, just listen to what the cop says, man. Just do it. No, fuck off.
No, you don't. He doesn't
what
get...
What are you saying to me? That is a black man in a fucking suit.
That's and
a
he multi- showed him the credentials.
He was taking him out of his fucking thing and he chucked him.
Also, it just makes me sad even thinking, but he shoves him and then Masai Ujiri doesn't even get mad. He goes, hey, man... I'm the president of the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah.
And he did it again. It's just like, there's just a lot of bad people.
And it took a year for the Warriors owner to fucking apologize to the guy.
No shit.
A year.
Like, it took...
The footage coming out. So they do that to a fucking multimillionaire in a suit. How do you think they do that to my fucking buddies in hoodies in Scarborough?
Yeah, exactly. Who was also, by the way, the president of in a billion-dollar corporation?
Yeah,
like one of the biggest companies on the planet.
On the planet, yeah. Dude, it is, it's fucking crazy, man. And I've seen it my entire life, and it's fucking nuts. But people that like say that it doesn't exist or just put your hands up, man. Just no, dude, it's not. You don't have that fucking fear of a cop having a bad fucking day and taking it out on you, and you may never go home again.
There's no words left. It's fucking...
And this is how fucked up North America is, how fucked up the world is, that this is on basketball fucking players to do?
I know.
You put this on 20-something-year-old kids that are playing a fucking game, and they have to be the moral compass of society? Are you fucking out of your mind? Like, how can no one see what's wrong with this?
Yeah, I don't know. There's no words left. It's all wrong. There's no gray area. It's all wrong.
Yeah, it's...
And the Raptors should straight up leave.
Yeah.
They should just...
If they decide as an organization, fuck this, nothing's going to get changed, we're dipping, God fucking bless you.
Unfucking believable. I pray they do that. Like, just... Because who gives a shit? Who fucking cares about these fucking games anymore? Like, who, do you know what I mean? Like,
dude, it's I mean, I fucking love waking up at 1 p.m. and watching basketball for 10 hours a day.
Yeah,
but I don't want to wake up the next day and see a fucking black dude with no gun getting shot by police
7 times in the back,
like fucking clockwork, with kids in the car.
It's murder. People are being murder. It's straight up murder, and it's not a part of their job. There was one comparison I saw someone post the other day, and they're like, this is like if firefighters went to your place and started setting it on fire because of their job are firefighters.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is what it... That's a but cop.
Cops aren't supposed to kill anybody.
At all.
Criminals, innocent, like, they're not... Their job isn't... They're not murderers, bro. They're to uphold the fucking law. You're not supposed to kill anybody.
And also, just on a side note to that cop in Oakland, he was making 200 G's a year. Who the fuck is paying... Why is that guy making $200,000 a year? That position, that job. Never mind that guy, that fucking job. When teachers and nurses and all these other public servants are barely fucking scraping by, having other part-time jobs so they can eat and feed their children, and this fucking cop is making 200 G's a year?
It's fucking crazy. And got a vacation, right? Like, you get suspended, it's a vacation.
Well, these fucks that...
Suspended, you get paid.
The same with these latest fucking guys. They're on administrative leave right now.
Of course. Here's your money. Just be quiet.
The sweet fuck has to happen. You have video of them murdering or attempted murder in the man in the back. Like, the man's in the... There's no... Again, there's no gray area. Like, it's fucking there.
It's weird that you can watch that and blame that guy.
Oh my god! Like
there's something fucking wrong with you. And like you don't see reality in the world. If that's your fucking thought, you're sick.
And you know, it goes back to Masai Ujiri's quote at the beginning of, well, not at the beginning of when the George Floyd incident happened, and he was like, listen, there are more good people on the planet than bad, but the good, it's not just a matter of being good. You got to overwhelm the bad, right? Like, it's time for good people to, you got to, like, again, leave the fucking bubble. Who gives a shit about basketball? Like, who cares? Doesn't fucking matter. People are being murdered on fucking film.
Mm-hmm. And nothing's happening.
At all. Nothing.
No, you just ask fucking basketball players what they think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you do.
And they
you fucking LeBron's got to fix this now. Are you out of your fucking
mind? And the funny thing is he's doing more as a basketball player to help communities than political figures and all these other active, you know, like, it's just,
he's putting his money where his mouth is.
Insanity.
And how, like, what do they have to do? Like, for real, like, what do they have to do, man?
It's disgusting.
It's crazy, man. I can only imagine how what's going on in the Bucks heads right now, man. Like,
well, I mean, that's even more reason for them to also
just fucking bounce,
take part and leave and be like, no, we're out, you know?
Yeah, your whole second round fucking leaves. What happens then?
Exactly.
Someone's going to do something, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe they say fuck it and they don't do anything and spin the story. And
in general, nothing's going to change until drastic shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same with the 1% owning 99% of the wealth. Like, that's on us, the 99%. Like, the 1% is not going to be like, oh, yeah, cool, we've had too much, we're going to split it up now. Like, there's 99 of us. No one owns power, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's not no individual owns power. But we're letting, for instance, these police officers have power. That's insane. That's on us. Fuck these people.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck them.
It's. I mean, voting. That's how you use your power, man. Democracy. Even though that seems like it's pretty fucked up, to be honest.
Yeah.
But
it is. Well, I mean, that's a whole other topic. But yeah, you look at, especially in American politics. But now it's starting to bleed over into Canada, which is gross. But your votes don't really mean shit. You know, mm-hmm. they're just dividing, and they're all working for the same people, and it's not us at the end of the day.
Right.
And then, at the other end of the spectrum, there were a great deal of people losing their minds over Montreal calling Luka Doncic a punk ass white boy.
Pussy ass or
pussy
ass
white boy. White boy.
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw that, I was like, here we fucking go. Mm-hmm. A, you know, first of all, a billion people are going to go off and be like, what if that was reversed?
Such fucking thing.
It's not the same. I'm as white as they come. It's not the same. It's not even close to the same. There's nothing.
There's no equipment.
There's nothing. You can't. We're not the ones being murdered by the police officers.
Right.
It's not for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even close to the same. And then the other part of me was looking at Montrezl Harrell, and I was like, dude, this guy, he's playing for a 7 seed, first of all.
Yeah.
He's miles better than you at basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they're even in this series speaks to how shitty your team's doing.
Oh, that's a... There's one guy on their team that's...
Well, I mean, Kawhi Leonard's got it amazing.
No, I'm just talking about Paul George.
Yeah,
he's a piece of shit.
He's garbage, yeah.
Yeah.
That was my... So when that happened, my immediate thought was, white people are going to complain. I was like, there's zero argument here. You can't... There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing you can say to this. It's not the same thing. It's not even fucking close.
No. It's also basketball. And if you've ever played basketball... Like, I'm pretty sure I've called you a bitch-ass white boy playing you one-on-one.
I think all of my friends have.
It is what it is, dude. Like, people call me a bitch-ass white boy, and I'm not even white.
Yeah.
It's just what it is, dude. There's no... It's not even a racist fucking...
No, it's not even in the same universe. It's nothing...
So crazy.
There's zero parallels to it. It doesn't... There's no argument there at all. The only thing that bothered me was I was like looking at him and I was like, dude, this guy's way better at you.
He's going to smoke you, yeah.
Than at basketball. And his team's fucking the seventh seed here. You should have swept them.
Yeah.
You know? But
But that's why it didn't bother Luca. Luca's like, you
know how many times that guy's fucking heard that?
Do you think that's the last time he's gonna hear that? Are you out of here? You're gonna hear that three more times a series.
That was just caught on camera. I'm sure he gets it four or five times a game.
Yeah.
Like,
and dude, as he should.
And nobody
that's what it is. And then you go bust a dude's ass, yeah, bro. Yeah. What do you call me? You call me a badass white boy now, I bet. You didn't call me a bitch. How can you call me a bitch? You lost. I don't know, man. That is just racist people. Someone, I tweeted Luca knew he was a white boy. He's been a white boy his whole life. Someone tweeted and said that was toxic. What fucking part of that is toxic? Luca is, am I missing something?
I don't
know. Does Luca not know he's white? Are we fucking crazy?
It's just so not something... There's no footing any white person has in the argument with anything.
Shows how sick the world is that this became a storyline.
It's so true.
Those are the same people that saying he should have put his hands up. Oh, he has a criminal past.
If he hadn't walked away from the cop,
you fucking
go fuck yourself.
You're stupid, ignorant, fucking idiots.
I genuinely hope the Raptors just straight up leave.
Dip, boys. Fucking dip.
Leave, and you'll be the You will be the greatest sports franchise in the history of organized sports.
Everyone did leave Paul George there. Let him work on the jumper.
That'd be fucking great to see him taking Jimmy's. Okay.
Bricking everyone. Attaboy, Paul. PG. Got metal arms. Can't hit a shot with your robotic shoulders.
Oh, yeah. And then with that, we're just going to wrap up this podcast. That's it. We're out.
We said everything we got to fucking say.
We sincerely both hope the Raptors leave the bubble because basketball just seems so trivial right now. And it's fuck it. Fuck it. There's nothing left. This is ridiculous. It is absolutely fucking insane. And nothing's going to change until drastic shit happens. And that's it. I'm out.
Yeah, we need something to fucking happen. Nothing's working. Can kneel. You can fucking have slogans. No one gives a fuck. Let's fucking do something that fuck up the money, man.